Well, Steve, 1-0 didn't really do your side justice today, did it?
No, I think everyone in the stadium knows that. I think if we'd have come here today and won 5 or 6-0, it would have been reflective of the performance. You have to give credit to the home goalkeeper who's stood up big and strong and made some wonderful saves. Her finishing should be a lot better and a lot more clinical. And had it been another day, it might have been that type of scoreline. But, you know, I don't think Scott Shearer's had a save to make. He had won her after about 10 minutes from 20 yards. It's the only save he's had to make in the game. And that takes a big performance to come to this county side. This is a county side that dominated Anfield for over 40 minutes against a Premiership side. So we don't kid ourselves what it took to produce that performance.
Kieran Aegaard scored what proved to be the decisive goal in the game. He should have had a hat-trick, shouldn't he? He was a thorn in their side throughout, I thought.
Yeah, he should have done. But the one thing I said before about Kieran Aegaard, he'll still always go in, he'll miss chances. But he's got that bravery about himself that he'll go in, he's prepared to miss because he's that keen to score a goal. But I thought we had some real terrific performances out there. I think if there's, and you have to use my words carefully here, but I think in my opinion, if there's a better midfield performance in League One this season than Rob Mielsen produced in that 95 minutes, I've yet to see it. I think he was composed, technically he was fantastic. Some of his passing was a joy to watch, and he'll be a big player for us.
He's worked his way into your side, hasn't he? Because obviously he missed out for the first couple of games of the season, but seemingly got a chance, took it, and has stayed in there.
Well, we still think we've got players that we have to come into the side. You know, we need that. We've took some knocks today. We're real emergencies, though, and obviously Claude's not with us today, Claude Davis. Neither's David Noble. Young Mitch Rose probably needs an operation. Matt Bradley's probably pulled a groin today. Arneson is obviously, if he's right, goes into international duty, as does Michael. So it really is emergency war 10 for next week against the Blades. That's no excuses, that's where we are. But I'll be talking to the chairman this evening, and we'll see what we can do. But it probably makes it a little bit more urgent that we need, as the chairman says, you always need two more. It probably makes that maybe three. But I need to talk to my chairman, but he's never said no yet.
It's such a shame for Mark Bradley and Kari Arneson because I thought they were fantastic today. They have been in recent weeks as well, so to lose both of them is a massive blow.
Yeah, of course it is. Kari would probably be okay for next weekend if he was purely getting treatment and being ready. So he'll probably go off and travel his country and do himself and his country proud. I thought he was outstanding in spells today, and especially after the week he had at Villa Park, you need a big character to come out here in front of a... How good is their way following? I keep saying it every week. 1,500 millers here today and singing as loud as they could and made an atmosphere for the players. But, you know, we don't want any moans and groans. We've got a week to prepare, so we'll prepare as best we can. And, you know, we've got 2 or 3 days to prepare. You know, I plan to give the players tomorrow off, but they need to be in now. You know, we need to be in and assess exactly what we've got. And then I'll make my representation to the chairman and the vice chairman and see what we can do. But we might need to just tweak what we actually need as opposed to what we thought we were going to do. Because obviously the injuries play a part in that, and we need to make sure we've got a balance, not just for next weekend. It's not about Sheffield United, you know, there's another team in the league. But it's better getting it right for the next 3 or 4 weeks to 2 or 3 of these boys come back.
Where do you need to improve then in the next couple of days, do you think? You're going to be speaking to Tony Stewart. What area? Is it the back line now? Is that the main aim?
Well, I think the view was always we were going to try and improve. Maybe now we just need some good players to come in and play in positions that we're already strong in. If you look at today, obviously it looks like Mark Bradley's away. As I said, Claude Davis hasn't been around. You know, young Mitch Rose would have been, I think, if he'd been fully fit, would have been in and playing a part. But we're getting there. We're stronger. We're stronger on the bench today, attacking wise. And people only have to look at, we've got Tubbs, Nardiello, and Hilton. Hilton has really come to the fore in the last week. He really has sparkled in training. And I've always said, if people show what they can do in training, they'll get their opportunity. And Tubbs has looked a lot brighter, and Nards is looking a lot brighter where he's training under him as well. So, you know, that side of the team is strong. I'm just looking at wider areas, and obviously now I've got to look defensively with the injuries we've picked up today.
Are you confident then of having a busy couple of days now in the final days of the transfer market?
Well, I think you're never covered. I think if it was down to Tony Stewart and Steve Evans, we'd have players in, wouldn't we? It's obviously there's three parties always have to agree to something. Obviously there's the other club that we approach, there's the player himself, and of course if we're making those approaches, then this party wants to do it. So there's always three parties to making something happen. But you know, we've had a good week. You know, we went to Villa. I left a very proud manager. I thought her performance was fantastic. I think we started today for 10 minutes. One or two of the boys still probably were feeling the effects of Villa, because mentally and physically that was hard work on a Wednesday. These guys might have played extra time, but they had a further 24 hours to recover. But I think today in spells it was men v boys. I think we were fantastic all over the pitch. And on another day, a lot bit more care in our finishing and our final ball. And as I said, we'd have won 4 or 5. And that's taking nothing away from Chris. He's a young coach. Spoke to him before the game, first time real in depth. And they're building something. It's going to take a lot better time here in Notts County. And we've come to a proud football club. And it's been a good day for the Millers. And let's hope we're all going home safe tonight. And up in the morning, ready to go to work and get some players.
And finally, a word on Pablo Mills. You obviously made the decision to sign him on a short-term deal till the end of January, and seemingly today, at least, it paid off.
Yeah, you know, Pablo's got a bit of work to do. We don't kid ourselves. He's looking in a lot better shape than he was, and he needs to get a little bit better. And we're on a Warnley mission now. Paul Warren's on a mission to do that. I thought Pablo came on and had a couple of great interceptions, and then he completely missed a header. And I think from 60 yards, he put his hands up because he knows after the last few years, he's seen my eyes. He's seen what that missing that header meant. But he'll be a good addition between now and January. Only one person will dictate whether Pablo Mills is a Miller beyond January. Pablo Mills.